奉主耶稣圣名继续学习道路。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our study.
唱诗351。
Please sing hymn 351.
请坐。
Be seated.
啊，无酵节主要的目的就是纪念耶稣基督为我们救赎，让我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
The feast of the unleavened bread is for us to remember how Jesus Christ sacrificed himself.
所以我们得拯救以后啊，我们一生要过着无罪的生活。
After we are saved, we have to determine to live in a sinless life.
罗马书里面说啊，我们受洗就脱离了罪恶的权势。
In the book of Romans said that once we are baptized, we are delivered from the power of the darkness.
罪不在我们身上作王。
Sin shall no longer reign on us.
因为我们不再卖给罪了。
Because we are no longer sold to sin.
啊，虽然我们还带着肉体。
Even though in this world we still have our flesh.
但是我们主要立志靠着圣灵帮助啊，我们会战胜肉体的情欲。
But if we determined to rely on the Holy Spirit, we can overcome the temptation of sin.
但是我们往往我们在我们身上有两个力量。
But very often they are two powers that struggling on us.
我们要顺服圣灵，要行道理的时候啊，有时候恶者也会啊试探我们。
When we try to submit to the Holy Spirit and follow God's words, Satan will come and tempt us.
所以我们要竭力啊抵挡魔鬼。
Therefore, we should try our best to fight against Satan.
还要靠圣灵跟情欲征战。
Rely on the Holy Spirit to battle with our lust.
那我们就能够得胜。
By doing so, we shall be victorious.
假如我们体贴肉体。
If we care only about our physical body,
按照肉体的需要去满足肉体的一些情欲，
we only try to satisfy our carnal desire.
最后的结果就是犯罪死亡。
What waits for us is eternal perishment.
但是如果我们体贴圣灵，
but if we show more concern for the Holy Spirit,
啊，靠着圣灵就可以驻属肉体的情欲。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can put the lust to death, to our lust to death. By doing so, we shall have peace and life. That our body is like a battlefield. It is a battle between good and evil. But because we have received baptism, we are delivered from the power of sin. That as long as we determine to rely on God, we shall be victorious. Therefore, we shall not care for our physical lust.
他说不要把我们住友啊当作放纵的一个机会。
So that we shall not abuse the freedom that we receive to become an opportunity of indulge ourselves.
我们信主以后啊，我们可以做一个住友人，自己可以做自己的主人了。
After we believe in Christ, we have received freedom and be the master of ourselves.
我们不会在撒旦啊，在罪恶之下啊被他控制。
We are no longer under the power and the control of Satan.
啊，要行善行恶啊，我们可以自己做主。
And it is our decision whether to do good or do evil.
然后我们靠主帮助啊，你有立志行善啊，神就给你力量啊，你就能够行出来。
With the help of the Lord to receive the strength from Him that we can determine to do good.
你如果体贴肉体，效法外邦啊，啊也会越来越。往这个罪恶的方向。
However, if you choose to imitate from the Gentiles to care only about your physical desire, you will end up in perishment.
约翰说啊，约翰一书里面说啊，说从神生的就不犯罪。
That's why in First John it says that those who were born from God will never sin again.
他说有的人就说他已经得圣灵了，他已经受洗了。啊，难道不是从圣灵从神生的吗？
Some might claim that they have received Holy Spirit, they have received baptism, and they consider to be born from God.
啊，为什么还会去犯罪？
How could they sin against God?
说从圣灵生的，就是你受洗重生以后啊，能够顺服圣灵而行。
For those who are born from the Holy Spirit means that after receive baptism, you receive Holy Spirit and you submit yourself to the Holy Spirit.
啊, 神的道常常充满在你的心里面。
That God's word is always filled inside of your heart.
啊, 你主行道理啊, 啊, 能够让神喜悦。
That you determine to follow God's ways to please Him.
你如果真正顺服圣灵来带领的话, 你不会犯罪。
If you submit yourself to the Holy Spirit, then you will not sin.
人会犯罪就是因为又去体贴肉体，要满足肉体的情欲。Men sin
against God because they try to satisfy their physical desire.
所以我们要做一个属灵人，能够靠圣灵来行事。Therefore,
we must be a spiritual being that we must submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
在加拉太书里面说，圣灵跟情欲两个是为敌，彼此征战的。
In the book of Galatians says that Holy Spirit is fighting against the evil spirit.
啊，我们既然靠圣灵得生啊，就靠圣灵行事。
Now we are reborn through the Holy Spirit, therefore we must follow the guideline of the Holy Spirit.
那我们就能够得胜。
By doing so, we shall have a victorious life.
啊，所以不要把自由啊当做放纵的机会。
Therefore, we shall not abuse the freedom that we receive.
啊，没有人管啊，没有人看啊，我可以。
That we feel that no one is watching us and we are free now, so we can do whatever we prefer.
我们当一个得救赎的人，当从我们的心中、行为辞掉一切的邪恶，一生过圣洁的生活。
That for a man that's delivered, that's saved, we have to remove all the iniquity from our life and live in the life of holiness.
因为有效，如果不除掉的话，就要剪除。
Because if we do not remove the east among us, the person will be cut off from God's congregation.
因为继续犯罪的话，就失掉了神的恩。
Because if we continue to sin, we will eventually lose the grace of the Lord.
所以希伯来书有两句话，我们看一下。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrew.
希伯来书六章的第四节到第九节。
Hebrew chapter 6.
希伯来书六章四节。
Hebrew chapter 6, verse 4 to verse
8.
The book of Hebrew chapter 6, verse 4 to verse 8. That after we receive the truth and we take part in His grace.
So this is 尝到天恩啊，善道的滋味.
Nothing here says that they have taste the heavenly gift and share in the Holy Spirit.
如果在故意离弃道理啊，就没有重新懊悔的机会.
For those who intentionally depart away from the truth, there is no chance of remorse.
最近碰到一个，以前是我们信徒啊，后来离开道理。
Recently, I have encountered a person who was once our believer, but he was away from our church.
后来他结婚了以后，带着家人呢，要到教会来。
After he got married, he wanted to bring his family to church.
20年前受洗，但是后来他又去拜拜，现在是能不能再受洗一次？
And he asked me that 20 years ago he received baptism, but after that he went back to worship idols, and he wanted to know if he is qualified to baptize again.
我说当然没有办法再受洗一次。
I told him that there is no way that we can baptize him again.
因为这样就是把耶稣基督重新钉十字架。
Otherwise we would crucify Jesus again.
那怎么办？只有自己啊，向主耶稣悔改。
So the only thing that he can do is to repent to Jesus Christ.
至于主耶稣要不要赦免，那是主耶稣跟他之间的事情。
And whether Jesus Christ will forgive him or not is between him and God.
哎呀，历史里面第五章讲到说， 那些犯致死罪的人呢、啊，我们就不必为他祷告了。
And in the First John chapter 5 says, for those who have committed the mortal sin, we do not intercede for them.
啊，如果是不至于死的罪，我们当然要劝勉他啊，为他祷告。让他回头，主也会把生命赐给他。
But for the rest, we shall encourage them, help them in their prayer of repentance, and God will grant them life again.
他说要一生啊，除罪，除孝。
Therefore, we have to remove all the east from our life.
那这个除孝节啊，第一天跟最后一天啊，都有盛会。
And the first day and the last day of the feast of unleavened,
还要守安息，什么工作都不能够做。
That they for the first day and last day they will hold the holy assembly and they cannot do any earthly work.
所以古时候的安息日啊，有一种是第七天的安息，还有一种叫做节期的安息日。
Therefore, in the past, they have two types of Sabbath. One is the Sabbath on the seventh day. The other one is the feast of the Sabbath.
啊，这个无酵节第一天跟最后一天呢、啊，都要守安息啊，不能够做工。
And the first and the last day of the feast of the unleavened, they have to hold the holy assembly, and they cannot do any work.
这是表示神的救恩啊，救我们进到完全的安息里面。
That means God's salvation will save us into a complete rest.
啊，是一种无罪的生活。
It is a life without any sin.
所以主耶稣的平安喜乐啊，常常跟我们同在。
And His peace and joy shall abide with us all the time.
让我们生活在更丰盛的荣耀啊，跟恩典里面。
That we shall live in a bountiful glory and His grace.
啊，所以每天啊，都要把补祭献给神。
And every single day they must offer the burnt offering.
所以每天啊，献祭向神感恩呐、啊，爱继续求神。保守补满我们的一些亏欠。
That every day they must make a sacrifice, an offering by fire to the Lord, to in remembrance of His grace.
啊，虽然在七天当中啊，都不吃这个有效的东西。
In 7 days, they do not eat any food with yeast.
要吃那个无效的，无效当然比较不好吃啊。
And of course, food without yeast might not taste as good.
啊，这表示说我们啊，不要以世界上的物质为满足。
This is telling us that we shall not enjoy the material gains of this world.
七天当中啊，都要追求属灵的快乐。
In 7 days, they shall pursue after the spiritual joyfulness.
所以，神的国不在乎吃喝，是在圣灵当中的喜乐。
God's kingdom is not a matter of drinking and eating, but the enjoyment and the joyfulness in spirit.
我们在这边啊，也是一样，要追求属灵的快乐。
In the same token, we are here to pursue the spiritual joyfulness.
过去有一个慕道者啊，有弟兄姊妹跟他讲说 ，NYTS 很好玩。
In the past, there was a true seeker came to our church, and the church brothers and sisters told him that it is a lot of fun in NYTS.
啊，他说啊，他就报名参加了。
And that's why he registered.
他就来了两天以后，他吵着要回家。
And at the second day of NYTS, he tried to go home.
读圣经祷告，读圣经祷告，一点都不好玩。
And he said that every day that the only thing that we do is pray and read Bible. There's no fun at all.
哦，每一次祷告都要30分钟啊，跪的脚好酸。
And every time we kneel down for 30 minutes, it's too much.
所以过来一天以后啊，他就受不了了。
And after the first day, he said he cannot take it anymore.
他觉得说好像被骗了，一点都不好玩。
And he felt that he was deceived, that there's no fun in NYTS.
后来有辅导员就劝他
，and one of the counselor encouraged him，
说你再等一两天呐、啊，再试试看呐、啊。
And the counselor said to him, why don't you wait for another day or two and give another try？
如果真的要回去，没有关系啊，再等一两天哦，你试试看，觉得你没有办法接受，你可以回家。
That let's give another try for a day or two. If you really cannot take it, then you can go home.
啊，后来他就勉强留下来了。
Then he forced himself to stay for the actual day.
就在第二天的早上啊。啊、他要得圣灵。
And the second day in the morning, he received Holy Spirit.
哇，他就很高兴，从头参加到尾。
He was so happy that he attend the whole NYTS.
因为你没有尝到那个属灵的滋味啊，你圣灵你没祷告没有进入的话，没有进入跟神灵交的话， 你会觉得很辛苦。
If you never taste the sweetness of the Holy Spirit in your prayer, prayer becomes a burden.
跪个五分钟啊，你都会腰酸背痛。
That even kneeling here for 5 minutes, you feel pain and sore everywhere.
你的膝盖都会觉得很痛很刺。
That you feel very painful in your kneecap.
啊、但是如果你进到灵里面的祷告啊，你就能够享受那个滋味啊。
But once you enter into the depth of your prayer, then you can enjoy the sweetness of the Holy Spirit.
我们有一个弟兄
a brother in our church.
啊，他有一个儿子啊，刚刚出生不久。
That this brother has a son that was newly born.
啊，结果就牛奶都不吃啊，一天一直一哭啊。
But the baby would not taking any milk, but cry every day.
后来医生说啊，他患了那个癌症，肠癌。
And the doctor
出生小孩子就有癌症。
And the doctor say to the father that this baby was born with stomach cancer.
哇，啊，结果在教会刚好有一个地方最后一次的最一个礼拜的灵恩会了哈。因为那个灵恩会都一个季节一个季节，在最后一天啊、哦、灵恩会，所以他就把小孩子带去那边洗礼。
And it happened that a church around his neighborhood had a spiritual convocation, and that was the last day that he went to attend.
啊，这个孩子啊，好了两三天了，啊，后来又继续哭，因为那个店还没有医治。
That he took his baby for the last day of the spiritual convocation and receive baptism, but the child was only good for a day or two, then start to cry again.
啊，爸爸为着爱这个孩子啊，所以就把他带回啊太太的娘家。
And loving his child so much, the father brought the baby back to the mother's hometown.
啊，那边那个地方整个村庄啊有一个教会。
And in that village, they have a church.
啊，那个礼拜堂啊就盖在海边。
That the chapel was built next to the seashore.
那个教会的出席率啊，每一次聚会的出席率都超过90%。
And in that particular church, their attendance rate for every Sabbath is over 90%.
除了一些人外出来以外啊，几乎全部都出席。
That other than a few that might be traveling, almost every single member attend the service.
那这个弟兄就想说啊，他应当回到那里呀、啊，好好安静祷告，不然他的孩子可能会死掉。
Then the brother thought to himself that he need to return to that place, pray that he need to pray in quietness, or his child might be taken back to the Lord.
啊，他开始祷告的时候，跪一下主。哇，腰酸背痛，好难过啊！
When he went back, when he start first start praying, only for a short period of time, he start to feel the pain in his back. Then he will pray a few minutes and get up and walk around.
他想说啊，我如果放弃掉，我现在回家，我孩子可能命就保不住了。
And he feel that if he give up and go home, his child might die.
所以他再一次跪下去。
So he will walk around and kneel down again.
然后主耶稣啊，求你帮助我。给我力量，让我能够专心祷告。
And he prayed to Jesus Christ, say, "Please, give me strength that I can concentrate in my prayer."
所以人有说，遇到那个很大的困难哦，啊，才会真正啊专心祷告，啊，很深入祷告。
Sometimes men pray extra hard when they encounter great tribulation and obstacles.
结果呢，又祷告的时候，祷告一下子啊。然后开始看异象。
And then after he kneeled down and prayed for a short period of time, he saw a vision.
他走到一条路啊，那一条路很亮。
That he was on a very bright road.
前面都是白色的云啊，所以他想往前面一直走，进到云里面去。
That in front of the road is all covered with white cloud, and slowly he walked into the cloud.
哦，里面有一个房子，好大好大。
And in the cloud.There was a great mansion.
他看到说，哎，好多人啊，穿白衣服，怎么好像医生
？And he saw many people dressed in white, like physician.
啊，围着一个桌子。
That the oldest people who dress like doctors.
啊，往前一看了啊，那个我的儿子怎么在那个桌子上
？That all those doctors are surrounding a table, and then he saw his baby was on the table.
啊，他是来在祷告啊，哈。在祷告的时候就看到异象，所以祷告很迫切啊。
That he saw this vision in his prayer and he prayed earnestly.
啊，到底祷告多久啊？他不知道。
And he did not know how long he has prayed.
啊，到了中午啊，有一个孩子啊来拍他肩膀。
And during the noontide, a little child came and tapped on his shoulder.
是他的亲戚啊，说姑丈姑丈，回家吃饭啦。
That it was his relative tap on his shoulder and said, "Uncle, it's time to go home for lunch."
结果他一看，哇，一下子过了四个小时哎。
And then he looked at his watch, well, without realizing that he prayed for 4 hours already.
他觉得好像一下子就过。
And then, but he felt that the prayer was so short.
他说因为进到那个灵里面的祷告。
Because he has entered into the depth of prayer.
那虽然祷告那么久啊，但是好像一下子就过去。
Although he has prayed for all these hours, but it seems so quick.
感谢主啊，那孩子后来好了。
Thank God that his baby child was cured.
现在已经大学毕业了。
Now the child has graduated from college already.
所以圣经里面叫我们说啊，要在圣灵里面祷告。
The Bible told us that we must pray in the Holy Spirit.
那我们在祷告的时候，不是光靠我们身体，一直很用力，一直很用力。
When we pray, we do not try to use our energy and our body to vibrate and shake it rather hard.
用我们的心。
But we have to pray with our heart.
我听说有一个年轻传道。
And I have heard that a young preacher.
跟两个年长的长老。
This young preacher was working with two elders in the church.
他们就因为开一个讲习会啊，他们事先都就一起祷告嘛。
They were in charge of a seminar, therefore they pray together.
这个年轻传道，很大声，很用力。
Now this young pastor prayed so hard and so loud.
祷告一下子，怎么好像两个老长老好像都没有声音
？And they prayed for a while, and he realized that these two elders did not make any sound.
张开眼睛看看，看有没有睡着。
So he opened his eyes and tried to make sure that the elder did not fall asleep.
祷告了一下子啊，这个年轻传道，因为本来也很大声啊，一下子声音没有了，就小声下来。
But the young pastor prayed so loud and so hard for a short period of time, and then the voice start getting weaker.
那没想到那两个长老，那个声音虽然不是很大，但是很有力量，好像马达，砰砰砰。
And but then he realized that these two elders, although they are not very loud, but the sound is very strong and consistent.
那个力量从里面出来的，很有力量。
That the prayer, that the strength of the prayer seems to come from inside, very stable and consistent.
所以神的灵啊，在我们身上显出来，但是也要进到我们内心里面。
Therefore, when we pray in Holy Spirit, not only it manifests through our physical body, but it's also in our heart.
所以我们一方面啊，得圣灵，会有一些属灵的现象，我们看得见啊。
That after if we pray in Holy Spirit, we do have some physical manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
但是真正圣灵充满是要安静，让它进到内心里面，让生命更新变化。
But the true fullness of the Holy Spirit is for the Holy Spirit to enter into our heart and transform us.
还要从内心里面产生的那种力量。
That the strength comes from inside.
那个就越祷告越有活力。
Then the longer you pray, the more active you will be.
扎实。
That the voice of prayer is solid, strong.
而且能够很持久。
And it will last for a long time.
越祷告越有力。
The longer you pray, the stronger the prayer becomes.
说我们要这样在圣灵里面祷告。
Therefore, we shall pray like this in the Holy Spirit.
所以祷告虽然很简单，每一个人都会。
Prayer seems so simple that everyone knows how to pray.
但是祷告也很困难。
But prayer is also the most difficult task.
你要真正学会祷告能够有祷告的功效，就不是很容易。
It is not very easy to learn the true meaning of prayer and enter into prayer.
所以要在祷告当中一直操练，一直学习。
Therefore, we shall continuously discipline and train ourselves in prayer.
好，这个无效者就是要让我们享受安息。
The feast of the unleavened is for us to receive the true rest.
每天要献补祭，就是每天要靠着主帮助，能够达到完全圣洁。
And every day they have to present an offering to the Lord by fire, which means that every day we must be purified.
我们再来看第三个节气。
Let's study the third festival.
你看《利未记》二三章。
Leviticus chapter 23.
三章。七节跟从第七节开始哈，一直到十四节。
Leviticus chapter 23.
对不起，第九节。
Verse 9 to verse 14.
九节到十四节。这里虽然没有讲初十节啊这个字眼。
And here it was the festival of the first fruit was never mentioned.
但是有提到啊要献出所作物的那一日。
But in here it mentioned the date that you have to offer the first fruit.
所以我们看起来这也是一个节期。
Therefore we believe this is also this is also a dedicated festival.
啊这一日是在安息日的次日。
This is the day after the feast of Sabbath.
啊这个安息日是哪一天呢就是那个正月十五号啊。正月十五号不是无酵节的第一天要守安息日吗？
That in the previous chapters, in the previous verses that we read, in the first month, the 15 days of the first month, that they have to keep the Sabbath.
啊，那一天的第二天啊，就是正月十六号啊，就是要守初十节。
And the next day, which is the 16th of the first month, they have to keep the feast of the first fruit.
啊，因为那个时候是他们开始收割。
At that time, they start their harvesting.
啊，所以收割了以后啊，要把那个五谷啊，先拿一部分来，先把它献给神。
After they collect all the harvest, they have to take a portion, the first portion to the Lord.
所以新收成的五谷还没有献给神以前啊，不可以吃。
And they are not allowed to eat from any of their harvest before it is offered to God.
所以收割了以后，就要先把出手的物先献上。
Therefore, after their harvest, they have to offer the first fruit.
啊，然后其他的谷物啊，收成了以后才可以吃。
After the offering, then they can use their harvest.
啊，就是叫做初熟节。
This is called the feast of the first fruit.
啊，虽然他们那个时候还在埃及地，还没有进到迦南呢。
At this time, they were still in the land of Egypt. They have not yet entered the land of Canaan.
但是神已经叫他们说，你们进到迦南地以后啊，就守这个初熟节。
But God has commanded them that the day once they enter into the land of Canaan, they have to keep the feast of first fruit.
所以还没有到那里啊，就神已经要祝福给他们啊，让他们丰收，让他们有一个满足的生活。
Before they enter into the promised land, God has promised a bountiful life with abundant grace for them.
要让他们知道说啊，这个五谷菜蔬能够成长啊，就是在乎神。
And also for them to understand that all the harvest of grains, vegetables and fruits are from God.
所以要让他们能够知道感恩。
So that they will learn how to show their gratitude.
要把神当作第一。
And also, God must be the first in their life.
所以你收成了以后，第一个想到的就是先给神。
Therefore, once you collect all your harvest, the first thing you have to do is offer to God.
啊，然后呢，其他的谷物你才可以享用。
For the remaining, after you offer, then you can enjoy the remaining.
所以我们也要知道，我们的聪明、智慧、得货财的力量都是神给的。
We must also understand our wisdom, our talent, and our ability to earn is all from God.
因为神会让人高贵，会让人卑贱。
Because God has the power to exalt us or humble us.
神会让人贫穷，也让人富足。
That God can allow us to be rich or in poverty.
所以我们第一个要承认我们所有的是神给我们的。
Therefore, we must admit that everything we have is from God.
啊，既然是神给我们的，我们要向神感恩。
Since everything we receive is from Him, we must show our thanksgiving.
并且要在我们的生活当中啊，永远把神当作第一位。
Furthermore, in our life, God must take the first place.
哦，我们在380首的诗啊，要把耶稣啊的。把主当作第一位。
In Psalm chapter 380, that God should be the first in our life.
啊，所以第一个想到的就是给谁。
That the first thing that comes to our mind is to offer to God.
尤其这个初熟之物。
Especially the first fruit.
有的人呢，学校毕业以后啊，他开始做工。
There are students after they graduate from school and start working.
有些信徒啊, 就把第一个月的生活费啊, 第一个月的薪水啊, 就献给神。
And many of them offer their first month salary to God.
那个是出手之物啊, 这个最美啊,
and because that's the first fruit, that's the most beautiful offering to God.
啊, 当然一般就是晓得, 啊, 拿薪水以后啊, 就要献十分之一啊。
And we also know that after we start receiving our salary, we must offer tithe.
啊, 当然有的人啊, 献上的不只是十分之一。
And many of us offer more than tithe.
啊, 这是很好的。
And this is a right way to do.
啊, 先出手物给神,
must offer the first fruit to God.
啊, 另外这个出手节啊, 一个很重要的意表,
and also there's a very important prefiguration in the feast of the first fruit.
就是耶稣基督的复活。
This prefigurates the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以如果光有一夜节没有出手节啊,
If we only have the feast of Passover without the first fruit, then we are in trouble.
主耶稣在逾越节的时候被杀为我们死。
Because the Passover signifies how Jesus Christ was crucified for us.
那因为他是生命的主。
He is the God of life.
所以他可以把生命舍去。 啊, 也可以把生命吃回来,
that he can give up his life, but he can take it back.
所以他说啊, 他没有人可以夺取他的生命。
That's why he said no one can seize his life.
他从神所受的命令就是把生命舍去, 然后把生命吃回来。
And the instruction he received from God in heaven is to give up his life and then to claim it back.
虽然他为我们钉死了, 被埋葬了,
he was crucified for our sake and he was buried.
说他的身体啊, 不会渐朽坏, 因为死亡没有办法拘束他。
But the Bible also said that his body will not be corrupted because death has no power over him.
所以他第三天就活过来了。
On the third day, he resurrected.
抹大拉的玛利亚很爱主。
Mary Magdalene loves God very much.
看到主耶稣啊, 埋葬的地方,
then she went to the burial ground of Jesus.
后来所安息了。
After they kept the Sabbath.
安息日将近, 安息日过来以后, 他一大早啊, 就跑到坟墓去。
After the Sabbath, the next morning, she went to the tomb early in the morning with a lot of spice and oil.
犹太人的坟墓啊是挖一个山洞。
For the Jewish, their tomb is they hew a cave, then use as their tomb.
然后把那个尸体就把它放进去。
Then they carry the They carry the corpse into the cave.
外面用一个大石头把它做盖。
After that, they will roll a big stone, a big rock, to cover the entrance of the cave.
这个玛利亚, 因为身上曾经有七个鬼, 主耶稣把它赶出去。
Mary Magdalene once was possessed by seven demons, and Jesus Christ cast out demons from her.
感念主耶稣的恩典啊, 非常爱主。
In remembrance of Jesus' love, she loved Jesus very much.
啊, 常常跟随主耶稣啊, 啊, 来服侍主跟服侍门徒。
That she followed Jesus everywhere to serve Jesus Christ and serve the disciples.
虽然耶稣已经被钉死了, 但是他的爱啊, 没有结束。
Although Jesus was crucified, but her love did not fade.
所以一大早就要去膏耶稣的身体。
Early morning, she tried to use oil to anoint Jesus' body.
结果他看到那个石头已经 被挪开了，里面那个布啊还在，耶稣的身体不见了。
When he got to the burial ground, she found out that the rock at the entrance was rolled away. The strip that wrapped Jesus Christ was still there, but his body was gone.
因为他不晓得耶稣已经复活了。
Because at that time she didn't know that Jesus Christ resurrected.
所以他就在那里哭说啊。 谁把我主的身体啊把它挪走了?
So she was crying and said, who has taken the body of my Lord?
啊,刚好主耶稣显现在那里。
At that time, Jesus Christ revealed.
啊,那以为是一个管园子的。
And at first, she thought that Jesus was the gardener.
他说,你知道啊,是谁把我的主啊,把他的身体拿走啊?
Then she asked, that if you know, sir, if you know who has taken the body of my Lord away.
结果主耶稣叫他来一看, 哦, 原来是主啊。
Then Jesus Christ called her name. Then she looked and found out that that was the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以玛利亚是第一个看到主耶稣复活的人。
Mary Magdalene was the first person eyewitness the resurrection of Jesus.
我们可以看到说她因为最爱主啊，所以主耶稣第一个向她显现。
Because she loved Jesus the most, therefore Jesus Christ revealed to her the first.
所以耶稣啊，因为不被死，所以第三天真的复活了。
Jesus Christ was not bound by death. At the third day, he resurrected.
因为活活的显给啊门徒看。And
he revealed, he manifested to the disciples.
啊，跟他们讲了很多很多道理。He
sit with them and share many teachings of the heavenly kingdom with them.
然后在门徒之前啊升天。In
front of the disciples, he ascended to heaven.
主耶稣的兄弟啊。 在主耶稣传道里的时候，他们也不相信。
While Jesus was preaching the gospel, his brothers did not believe in him.
主耶稣复活以后显给他们看，他们先相信了。
But after Jesus resurrected and revealed to the disciples, his brothers believed.
所以像他的弟弟雅各跟犹大，雅各书跟犹大书。
For example, his younger brother, James and Judah, they wrote the book of James and the book of Jude.
雅各是当时使徒教会的三个柱石之一。And
at that time, James was considered one of the three pillars that supporting the apostolic church.
耶稣复活了以后，也显给保罗看。After
Jesus resurrected, he also manifested to Apostle Paul.
所以保罗说啊，他说还没有。 还没有成胎啊，还没有成型，还没有到时候就出生下来的一个信徒一样。
That's why Apostle Paul described himself to be a newborn baby without the process of conceiving.
因为他说啊，本来他说逼迫教会，没有想到神来向他显现。Because
he said that he was once persecuting God's church without expecting Jesus Christ will ever reveal to him.
所以在哥林多前书15章啊，他就一直强调说，耶稣真的复活了。In
1 Corinthians chapter 15, he has emphasized that Jesus Christ indeed resurrected.
因为有很多人啊说哪有复活的事情。Because
at that time many people said that resurrection is impossible.
比如保罗说啊，我们真的相信耶稣复活了。But
Paul said that we believe that he has resurrected.
因为他显给很多人。
Because he revealed to many.
有说一下子显给500个人看。
And once he revealed to 500 people.
啊，保罗写信的时候说，那个时候500个人呐，还有一半个人呐还活着。
While Paul was writing the letter, he indicated that among the 500 that saw the resurrection, more than half of them were still alive.
耶稣如果没有复活啊，我们信耶稣就枉然了。If
Jesus Christ never resurrected, we believe in him. In vain.
我们所传的道理都变成假的了，骗人哦。Then
our teachings become fake and become a lie.
但是因为耶稣从死里复活，成为初熟的果子。But
Jesus Christ resurrected from death and become the first fruit.
我们将来相信他的人啊，要按着次序来复活。And
in the future, at the end time, for those who believe in him, will resurrect in sequence.
将来被主迎接回到天上去。At
the end, we shall be taken back to his heavenly kingdom.
所以保罗说。 我告诉你一件秘密的事。
Therefore, Apostle Paul said, "Let me share with you a secret."
不是每一个人都要死掉。
Not everyone will die.
有的人啊，要活到耶稣再来。
Some will live until the second coming of Jesus Christ.
那个时候啊，那些死掉的人啊，会先活过来。
At that time, those who has died will resurrect first.
活着的人啊，就逐渐改变。And
for those who are still alive, will transformed.
成为灵的身体啊，被主迎接啊，回到天上。They
shall transform into a spiritual body and be taken back to heaven.
所以这个初熟节啊，就是好像那个种子啊，种子撒下去啊，好像没有生命了，好像死掉了。
For the idea of the first fruit is like a head of grain that sowed to the ground and die.
那因为它有生命啊，所以它会发芽，它会成长。
But even the grain was buried under soil, there is life. There's a life stored in the grain, and the grain will sprout.
我们信主的人就是这样。
This is the same for the believers.
因为有神永恒的生命在我们身上。
We have the everlasting life of Lord Jesus Christ in us.
我们罪赦免了，我们有圣灵的生命的灵啊住在身上。
Our sin is forgiven, and we have the Spirit of life bestowed in us.
说那个让耶稣从死里复活的灵啊，如果住在我们身上。
And the Bible says, if the Spirit that resurrected Jesus dwells in us,
我们将来要像耶稣一样的复活。
At the end, we will resurrect just like Jesus Christ.
啊，就是初熟节很重要、很重要的道理。
And that's a very important teaching of the feast of the first fruit.
所以在初熟节啊，就献上很多很多的礼物。
Therefore, on the day of first fruit, they have to offer a lot of gifts.
献燔祭、献素祭，但是没有献赎罪祭。
That they have to offer the burnt offering and the grain offering, but they do not do any sin offerings.
啊，就是说我们信徒要好像耶稣基督一样，啊，有新生的果子来献给神。
This is telling us that as a believer, we must bear the first fruit, the new fruits to offer to God.
所以以色列人虽然有七个节期，
Israelites, they have seven festivals.
但是它主要分三个阶段。
But they can't be categorized into three periods of time.
第一个就是逾越节、无酵节跟初熟节啊，三个节期是连在一起。
And the first category is the Feast of Passover, and then the Unleavened Bread, and then the First Fruit. That's happening at the same time.
然后第四个节期啊，就距离前面的节期大概有四十几天。
And the fourth festival is about 40 some days from the previous.
因为第四个节期叫做五旬节。
And the fourth feast is the Feast of Weeks.
Pentecost.
It's the Feast of Pentecost.
啊，这个五旬节啊，就是从初熟节开始算。
And they start counting the Feast of Pentecost from the
初熟节
from the first fruit.
算七个七天，四十九天。
They will count 49 days after the first fruit.
啊，就第二天呢、啊，就第五十天呢、啊，就是五旬节。
And then the following day, which is the fiftieth day from the first fruit, that will be the Pentecost.
啊，这个五旬节是单独啊一个节日啊，在中间。
And the Feast of Pentecost is in the middle of all the festivals, and stand by itself.
另外有三个节期是在下半年七月开始。
And the remaining three festivals begin at the end of the year.
那、啊、为什么他们在守这个第一个节期的时候啊，守完也说走沿路来啊，回去以后啊，过了四十几天又要来一次。
That after they keep the first session, the first category, the first part of the festivals, they travel a long way. Now they have to go. Now after 50 days, they have to come again.
那、啊、神为什么不让他说啊，让那个节期近一点啦、啊，不要让他们这样来往奔波啊。
In God's plan, how come God did not put all the festival together so they don't have to travel back and forth?
两个大节中间又多一个五旬节。
In between two major category of festivals, they have a festival of Pentecost in between.
一年要有三处去守节。
So that they have to come and observe the festival three times a year.
因为这个五旬节很重要。
Because Pentecost is rather important.
我们看二三章。
Please turn to Leviticus chapter 23.
15到22节。
Chapter 23, verse 15 to 22.
从安息日的次日就是正月的16号开始算。
Start counting from the next day of the Holy Sabbath, which is the 16 days of the first month.
啊，第五十天。
They will count until the 50th day.
要献新素祭。
Now they have to offer the new grain offering.
啊，就是用面啊加酵烤成两个饼。
They use flour add with yeast to bake into two bread.
啊，要献一岁的羊羔啊，七猪， and, 还有一只公牛。
And they also need to offer seven male lamb, each one year old.
啊，公绵羊两只，还有饼。
And also one young bull and two rams.
这是五旬节。
And this is the feast of Pentecost.
啊，在五旬节那一天呢，要盛会哈，啊，不可以做工。
Also on the day that they must hold the holy assembly without doing any work.
啊，又说啊，他收割的时候啊，那个庄稼，收割庄稼田角不可以割。还有掉下去的穗子啊，留给聚集的穷人。
And also, when they harvest the land, they are not allowed to rip every edge and corners of the field. And for those who, for those on the ground, they cannot collect.
这个五旬节啊, 就代表圣灵要降临, 要建设教会。
Pentecost Day or the Feast of Pentecost prefigurate the pour down of the Holy Spirit.
要借着教会来拯救万民。
Through the church, God will save all nations.
所以以色列人啊, 就为以色列人, 就是教会啊, 神的救赎的一个意表。
Therefore, in the Old Testament, the Israelites is a symbol of God's salvation.
那我们看到说这个五旬节是用耶稣基督的复活做基准开始算的。
The Pentecost date was counting based on the first fruit, which is the resurrection of Jesus.
如果没有耶稣基督的复活啊, 就没有教会, 没有五旬节了。
Without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there would not be any church or the Pentecost.
所以耶稣要说他要离开啊, 门徒很忧伤。
Therefore, when Jesus said to his disciples that he is about to leave them, they were very sad.
他说啊, 你们不要忧愁啊。
But Jesus Christ said to them, do not be sorrowing. I'm going to heaven to prepare a dwelling place for you. And when I finish, I will come back to take you. The resurrection of Jesus brings us a great hope. He was crucified for our iniquity.
他复活了,
but he resurrected so that we can be justified.
啊,
and furthermore, he shall help us to be sanctified. The feast of the Pentecost is also called the Feast of Harvest.
因为那个除了是他们前一个阶段啊,收割啊,大概到这里有一个
Because this was about the end of their first harvest.
啊, 然后接下来是第二个阶段的收割。
And after that, they will start the second stage of their harvesting.
啊, 到七月的时候, 他们整个收割啊, 完成了, 他说, 祝棚节叫做收藏节。
Until the seventh month, they will finish all their harvesting, and then they will hold the feast of the tent. Now they will take most of the first half year to collect the grain and harvest.
这个节期啊,都是大概都是这样,到七月,一月到七月也是半年多的时间。
That from the first part of the festival to the second part is about half an year.
所以初熟节大概是在三月的时候,三月。
The feast of first fruit happened about in March.
那可以算一下,
in the third month.
从正月十六啊, 算50天啊。
Now we can count it from the mid of the first month for 50 days.
就到三月的时候就是五旬节。
That about the third month of the year, that will be the feast of Pentecost.
所以一方面啊, 是感谢神啊, 啊, 降下秋雨春雨, 让他们能够, 啊, 收成很好, 啊, 所以把那个谷物献给神。
That on one hand, they praise and show their thanksgiving to God for the great harvest, and they can offer their harvest to God.
啊, 献两个有效的新数据。
And they also offered the new grain offering with two bread.
还有献很多的燔祭啦, 还有, 啊, 其他的祭。
And also at the same time, they make a lot of burnt offerings and other offerings to God.
当然这个就我们讲过说这是预表神的圣灵降临啊建设教会了。
And as we said that the day of Pentecost represent or prefigurate the descending of the Holy Spirit.
啊是建立在七个安息之上。
That the establishment of the church is upon the seven Sabbath.
啊是要带给我们完全的喜乐平安。
That it shall bring us the complete peace and complete joy.
啊是赐给我们轰轰呼呼的神的恩典啊。
And bring us abundant grace of the Lord.
一般的四季,
For most of the grand offerings.
时间到了哈，我们晚上再谈，一起默祷。
Pray in silence.